We have been working with a lot of the community members down in Homer to help them fill out the forms properly and answer the questions. And also, the I've been trying to make a visit here once every couple of weeks to be able to spend time and help folks out through that. And I think it's working because a lot of the people down in Homer that have applied have done fairly well. As of today, I believe there's approximately $200,000 that has been put into different business, small business accounts, just down in Homer, and well over $500,000 here on the Kenai Peninsula. So I feel pretty good about that.
I heard a story on KDLL this week where you were quoted as saying, we're getting our fair share.
And I believe we are because, you know, out of, and this is as of last Wednesday, there were 90-some applications statewide that had been approved, and 18 of them were down here on the Kenai Peninsula. So I believe we're getting our fair share, and I think it's a lot to do with the business owners being prepared, and when they talk to me and I tell them exactly what to do and how to put things together on their applications, they're following those directions, and there's little to no problems once the folks from Credit Union One get their hands on it.
Mm-hmm. What about nonprofits?
Well, you know, you've got to remember nonprofits. First of all, most nonprofits handle the business that government handles down in the lower 48. So a nonprofit in Alaska is a lot different than what you see in the lower 48. And unfortunately, they get their revenue normally through two different areas. One is through individuals and businesses donating, which has really been slow lately because people are hurting right now and business was shut down and individuals, a lot of them, you know, either lost their jobs or things were really tight. The other area is for them to do events, fundraising events, whether it be, you know, music in the park or a dinner or an auction. And those things you can't do right now. So you take that and all of a sudden their revenue streams are really, really down. So we're fortunate that between the Alaska Cares program plus the five incorporated communities on the Kenai Peninsula have done a great job with putting together programs that not only assist small businesses, but also assist their nonprofits.
Mm-hmm. Have you been seeing very many applications from nonprofits, and have they been getting any, or do they qualify?
Yes, they have. And every community is a little bit different. And you have the communities that you know, Kenai probably was in the lead. They had their program up and running here starting a couple of weeks ago. As of not yesterday, but a week ago yesterday, their program closed. They reviewed all their applications, nonprofits and for-profits. And yesterday, they put in the mail over $1 million worth of checks. So the money is out there and it's getting to the communities. I was assisting Soldatna this past week, and they are very close. I believe their meeting is on July 8th with their council to finalize some things. I met with Soldovia this past Monday, and they're doing the same thing with nonprofits and for-profits. Theirs will be approved probably by the middle of July. Sewards is on their agenda for, I think, the 13th of July. So all of them are pushing along that same lines, and the big thing is for those nonprofits and businesses to be prepared once the dollars open up.
What kind of questions do you anticipate or do you want people to bring with them when they meet with you on, you're going to be here Tuesday?
Well, yeah, it's similar to what we did the last time I was down there, and I had another appointment every 20 minutes to bring somebody else in. Everybody is just a little different, whether it's how to fill out the expense form. Hey, do you think this is a legitimate expense that I can claim? How do I fill out this part of the form? How do I do the uploads? What kind of documentation do I need? All those kinds of things. And that's what I'm there to do is try and assist them and make sure that I'm giving them the best advice so that they can get their fair share out of the Alaska Cares dollars.